the Rebbe in volume 10. This is letter number 3056. Baruch Hashem. It's a very interesting historical letter over here, dated the 26th day of Mar Cheshvan, Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn. You know, in Chabad, they were always very careful that the etrogim, the etrog we use for Sukkot, they should come from Calabria, from Italy. And the reasons for that are twofold, as we'll see in the Rebbe's letter. One of them is that etrogim need to have been established that they are genuine plants that have not been grafted or have not been... the etrog, I guess, sometimes they want to improve the... they do is they graft it with other trees or other lemons or things like that. So you got to make sure that it's a pure etrog in order to fulfill the mitzvah properly. The mitzvah olakachtem lachem priyetz hodor, the etrog, you need to have an exact etrog. So one of the places that they have established from all the ways way back, and it says actually in the Medrash that when the Jews were in the desert, where did they get the etrog? They flew on the cloud and they ended up in Calabria shel Yavon. We'll see in a minute. Rebbe will address that, bring that down. So there basically seems to be two reasons for choosing the etrogim in from Italy. One would be the established that they are traditionally, they've passed along that they are not murkov, they're not been grafted, they're pure etrogim. And the number two thing is there's something about the growth over there, as we'll see in a minute. And this person asking the Rebbe, they wanted to take some of the small plantings and some of the seeds from the etrogim to replant them in Kfar Chabad. So they will have these trees. So the Rebbe is addressing the Rabbi Goen, Morein Mordcha Shiyichi Akoyim Perlov, Shalom Avracha. So the Rebbe says that during this time, the Rebbe mentions him by name, Nachman Shiyichi Elbaum. He was a very known merchant. He was a son-in-law of the Esrogim, known as Esrogim merchant. His name was Dov Ludmir Shiyechia. Dov Ludmir. Dov Ludmir was the head of the importer of the old Esrogim. And his son-in-law, Nachman Shiyechia Elbaum, came to the Rebbe. And he had a suggestion to take the seeds, also to take the small plantings and the branches of the trees of the Esrog of Calabria, and to plant them and to put them in the Holy Land, in Kfar Chabad. So, and by the way, today we know it's a huge, huge business, the Esrogim of Kfar Chabad. This is the way it was established, so we're going back. In my view, the Rebbe says, this is proper. And the Rebbe says, for although there possibly... that why did we look for specifically the Esrogim of Calabria amongst Hasidim, which is sourced in the Alter Rebbe, who looked specifically for a Calabria Esrog, is not only because of the worry that they may be Murkovim, they may be mixed in with other plants, as articulated in the response of the Chassam Sofer, brought down in the Shara Kolel. But furthermore, they also wanted, the reason they wanted Calabria, because in Calabria it's called Mishmane Ha'oretz. It's called of the fat of the land. Fat of the land is called in Calabria. Why is that? He said when Yitzchak was blessing Esav, after he asked him for blessing, after Yaakov took most of the blessings. So he says, please bless me also. So his father told him, from the fat of the land, should be your place where you will live. And the Medrash Rabbah says that what is the fat of the land is referring to Italy. Italy of Greece. Which Italy of Greece is the half island of Calabria. That is the Calabria. So the Rebbe is saying what they wanted was, in addition to making sure that it's a pure Esrog, they also wanted to come from the place, the fat of the land, which is Calabria. That's the half island of Greece. And so the Rebbe is going to say, interesting, the Rebbe is going to say, but yet at least we have one of the two. At least we'll know that these, you may not have the second part of it, but you will still have the part we'll know that traditionally, if you take those esrogim, you plant the kfach abad, you're going to have the certainty that these are pure esrogim. So the Rebbe gives an interesting explanation over here. How do we know? How do we know? It's a brilliant idea. You see, the Rebbe's, come up with an idea. Because Rebbe says, how do the rabbis know when Hashem said to, when Yitzchok says to Esav, Mishmanei Ha'aretz, the fat of the land, so the Medrash Rabbi says it means Italy of Greece, which is the half island of Calabria. How do they know? The verse only says from the fat of the land. How do the rabbis know it? So he says like this, because it seems to be a problem. This is interesting. After Yitzchak has given Yaakov the brachas, what did it say in the blessings to Yaakov? He says, from the dew of the heaven and from the fat of the land, Mishmanei Ha'aretz. So he's already given the fat of the land to Yaakov before Esav got to the blessings. So how could he give to Esav those same things that he's given to Yaakov? He tells Esav, Mishmanei Ha'aretz, you should be in the fat of the land. Apparently, when we say the fat of the land, means the best fat of the land, not secondary, the Mishmanei Ha'aretz, the very top of the land. So if he had just given away the fat of the land to Yaakov, how could he go and give away that same fat of the land to Esav? So we have to say, Rebbe says, look at the commentary in the Chumash and Torah Oir. So Rebbe says, based on the Gemara, that this half island of Calabria was never in the world at the time, it was never there, the time of the blessing of Yitzchak. When did it come up? That piece of land was only when Shlomo married the daughter of Pari, as the Gemara in Shabbos Nunvav Amid Beis. Over there, the Gemara relates that when Shlomo married Pari, Gavriel descended and he put a stick into the ocean and an island went on it. And that was the great city of Rome, which is the Calabria. So it means that he gave him a place which wasn't around yet when the blessing of Yitzchak. So when he gave Yitzchak, he gave him everything that was at that time. But something new that came later, he can go ahead and give that to Esau, because he hasn't given that away yet because it wasn't there. And that's what he gave to Esau. But regardless, the Rebbe says, by taking the Esrogim from Calabria and planting them, so although it's not going to have the second advantage as in Calabria, those new Esrogim that will glow in Eretz HaKodesh, they won't be Mishmanei Ha'aretz in Calabria, but at least they will have the advantage, will know that they're pure, they're not Murkovim. And now the Rebbe says, since Rabbi Elbaum is someone who is, he's connected to the, he has a financial interest in it because he is the one that's marketing the Yisroelim. So he has the financial interest. So we need somebody to approve and somebody to get a supervision for him. The Rebbe says, I don't know the roads in Italy, so I can't give him an approval. So I spoke to him that he should connect with you in a way that you are able to give him a letter to attest to the fact, to give him sort of a approval, give him a heksher on the seeds and on these plantings and on the branches that he's going to take along with him. So the Rebbe basically is asking this this Rabbi Perlov that he should be the supervising rabbi and he should give him a paper stating a tuuda, a certificate that it's kosher, that it's a that it's legitimate, because he needs somebody outside to attest to that. So, and the Rebbe says, and besides that, for sure he will pay for your troubles because you're going to have to go there and see it, whatever it is, he's going to pay it. And I told him very specifically to Rabbi Elbaum that you should sort of coordinate with Rabbi Perlov the payments, what you're going to pay him for the work. And so basically, the Rebbe says, I didn't make up and don't just take what he offers you. I told him he has to negotiate it with you, what the pay is. But I had asked, told him that I'd ask you, the Rebbe says, that you should give him the approval for the Yisroelim. And I look forward for good news. Further, the Rebbe wants to ask him in this letter, and the Rebbe says, I want to encourage, as it says, those who are already encouraged, lezariz, limezurozi, meaning to encourage the encouraged, that since the financial situation in the yeshiva in France is very difficult, and they actually sent a shadar, that is somebody to raise funds to Italy, and for sure also to Milan, which he was. So the Rebbe says, for sure you'll help him as much as you're able to in a proper way and to increase the success in this mission to raise the necessary funds they needed for the yeshiva in France. And the Rebbe ends with a brocha on the Rebbe's signature. So this is interesting, again, how the Rebbe gets involved in the Esrogim. And like I said, it's amazing how today it's a huge, huge profitable business for the people that run it over there for many, many years in Kfar Chabad. And they sell most of these Kfar Chabad Esrogims to all over, in the hundreds of thousands. And it's amazing. If you ever go to Kfar Chabad, you can see the orchards in which all these Esrogim are growing.